Always good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, it's official. Surpassing Gen Xers and baby boomers, millennials are America's largest generation, both in terms of the workforce and the population as a whole, according to the Pew Research Center. These are those who were born between 1979 and the year 2000. Now, to just give you a little context, these are the entrepreneurs who brought us Facebook, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Oculus Virtual Reality. The list goes on and on. And I was just reading an article about the first signs that this generation is, in fact, aging. The oldest millennials are now into their mid-30s, and it sounds like they're pretty serious when it comes to retirement planning. This generation has really figured out something that previous generations have not. Catherine Collinson, of course, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, has done some really fascinating research about millennials and their retirement readiness. Catherine, give us the headlines.
Our newest survey of millennial workers, and these are millennials with jobs, found that they are doing an awesome job saving for retirement. 72% are already saving for retirement, and they started at an impressively young age of 22. That's younger than any other generation. And what's really amazing is among those saving in a 401k plan, an impressive 30% are what I call super savers, saving more than 10% of their annual pay.
Wow, that's astonishing. Who scared them into doing this?
Millennials have heard the word that they need to save, and they've witnessed firsthand what their parents' generation has gone through. So they've taken heed, and they're taking action.
But Catherine, doesn't your research also indicate that they lack the knowledge about how to optimize over time their retirement assets?
As I said, the good news is they're saving, but the bad news is they are relatively clueless about investing. Among those who are saving, 1 in 4 say they are not sure how their savings are invested.
So essentially in your research, they have to check off, A, they're investing in stocks, B, you know, in mutual funds or bonds. You're saying 1 in 4 said they don't know. And we're not here to give investment advice, but it does come down to being smart about selecting the best option where you're going to maximize your potential retirement assets.
The key thing is to get educated about the basics of retirement investing. Today, you really don't need to be an investment expert. There are so many tools and resources, but you have to get educated enough so that you can ask really good questions and make informed decisions.
I think an important thing to point out, too, is that they have the luxury that the older generations don't have, and that's the benefit of time.
Yeah, even though the oldest of millennials are starting in their mid-30s now, they still have a good 30 years for the compounding of their savings and investments over time.
So the clear takeaways is really save as much as you can at the earliest stage you can, 10% being the real target number. You want to save 10% of your income annually, which then compounds over time in a very meaningful way. But then the other side to that is knowing your options. Well, Catherine, thanks as always. Great information also at transamericainstitute.org. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.